Good afternoon with a look at your latest news. I'm Jeffy Ebanks. The trial of Renee Hamilton and Dorman Salmon is ongoing in the Grand Court today before Justice Peter and a jury of seven. The pair faces charges for importing drugs, including 51 fentanyl tablets through FedEx. Both have pleaded not guilty. On Thursday, an RCIPS forensic investigator testified about communications recovered from the defendant's confiscated mobile phones. The evidence revealed discussion about importing various strains, delays in drug shipments, and products already paid for. Screenshots also included a prior CBS arrest press release related to fentanyl importation. The trial continues in the main court building. In other court news, the trial of George Orlando Sr. and Bianca Vega also continues today. The duo are charged in connection to the murder of Devontae Hernandez. Lead Crown Counsel Barnaby Jameson KC on Monday opened the case to the jury, in which he alleges that George Sr. fatally shot Devontae Hernandez on the morning of September 29, 2023, near Reflections Liquor for Less in Georgetown. The prosecution alleges that Devontae was sitting at a picnic table, chatting while his young daughter played nearby. At 10:21 a.m., a champagne-colored Honda Fit reversed into the liquor store parking lot, and a man wearing black pants, a hoodie, and had his face covered emerged. The man approached a picnic table and opened fire at Devontae. The Crown described the killing as brazen, involving accomplices and an escape plan. Bianca Vega, the mother of Senior's child, is accused of being an accessory after the fact. The prosecution claims that she rented a car that was used in the attack, which CCTV footage shows leaving West Bay before the murder and was later abandoned near the scene of the crime. Evidence presentation begins this morning, with the trial expected to last 3 weeks under Justice Cheryl Richards, KC. There's still time to register for tomorrow's second annual Inspire Her Women's Inspiring Girls Conference.
The event is open to all young girls between the ages of 13 and 25. We are super excited to be hosting this event with a packed agenda to really and truly embody this year's theme of hashtag accelerate action.
FRC's Charmaine Miller tells Radio K-Man this year's focus will be on, quote, breaking down systemic barriers that oftentimes promote gender inequality, inviting five guest speakers in fields such as environment, engineering, technology, and more to inspire Cayman's young girls to pursue similar careers.
It is an opportunity to learn from women who have already been in this journey of pursuing similar careers and really and truly be inspired by them. There will be an opportunity for them to be more intimate through stationed discussions, right, that are focused on getting to know them a little bit more and understanding what their journey has been. So please ensure to come out. It is going to be a phenomenal event and a true opportunity to connect, network, and celebrate Honoring Women Month.
The Inspire Her Conference is Saturday from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. at the Intergenerational Hub. And that's not the only Honoring Women's Month event this weekend. Let's get more now from CIGTV's Levita Thompson.
Runners and walkers across Grand Cayman are invited to participate in the Honoring Women's Month Color Me Purple 5K Fun Walk and Run, taking place on Sunday, March 23rd. The event kicks off at 6:30 a.m. with a registration fee of $30 per person. Each registration includes a t-shirt and entry into an exciting raffle. All proceeds will support the Family Resource Center's Young Parent Services Program, helping to empower young mothers and fathers in the community.
You can register online at caymanactive.com. That is your latest local news. I'm Jeffy Ebanks.